It's now my privilege to share a few remarks with you and to try and not detract from the great spirit that we feel here. I love the music of Christmas. The scriptures teach us that the song of the righteous is a prayer unto God, and that it will be answered with a blessing upon our heads. And so in a sense, we've all been participating in a prayer, and we've been blessed with the spirit of Christ as we've listened to the music of Christmas. I recently read a description of a church congregation that wasn't able to sing. This was in 1986, and the author who described it said that the congregation had experienced a great deal of death in the year coming up to Christmas. Early in the year, she said that the first person to die was a young father of 9 children. Short time after that, older and beloved members of the congregation passed away. And then that summer, a 2-year-old boy was killed in his driveway, and then a 10-year-old girl was killed while riding her bicycle. That same summer, a 60-year-old grandfather passed away in his sleep during a church campout. That fall, more beloved church members were lost, and by December, the entire congregation was looking forward to Christmas. But tragically, on December 20th, again, a 2-year-old daughter of one of the leaders of the congregation drowned in the family swimming pool. So once again, the congregation gathered on December 23rd to mourn one of their own. And yet, 2 days later, on Christmas morning, it was Sunday in 1986, the congregation gathered for services. The leader who had just buried his daughter sat on the stand. Like always, the organist began to play the songs of Christmas, but in that congregation, no one was able to sing that day. The author said they simply could not sing. She said, quote, their hearts were bruised and their throats were swollen. So they just listened. But may I quote the author on the significant experience she and the others experienced? She said, the messages in the music that Christmas morning brought the most powerful witness of the life and mission of the Savior Jesus Christ and of his resurrection. Suddenly that morning became less of a time to mourn our losses and more of a time to celebrate his birth and the gift he gave us. For me, her, it was a very faith-promoting, testimony-building Christmas. I examined, is it true? I came to know that because it is true, all things will be made whole. Now, Christmas music has the power to bring the spirit of Christ as we've experienced tonight. I am so grateful for those who have shared their talents with us tonight and brought that spirit. I do testify that Jesus Christ was born, that he lived, and that he did perform miracles and show us each of us how to live. I testify that he was crucified for our sins and resurrected to conquer death. I testify that he organized a church when he was here on the earth, and that that church has been reorganized in these days as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I am grateful for the spirit that we feel in this Christmas time and through this Christmas music, and I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now we'll conclude the evening with two numbers, but they will be consecutive and there will be no break. And I've been asked to invite all who would like to participate in singing with the choir in those last two numbers, the last of which is the Hallelujah Chorus, to come forward now. This will be your only opportunity to do so. And last night a few people did, so feel welcome. After those two numbers, we will have a concluding a closing prayer by our patriarch, our state patriarch, Robert G. Dyer. And then we invite you to stay in your seats. There will be some postlude music at the conclusion after the prayer. Thank you.